AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the 19-time champion jockey, joining us to look ahead to another superb Saturday in the National Hunt season. We have Tingle Creek Day at Sandown, some very good racing at Aintree as well, including a couple of races over the National Fences, a superb day in prospect, and AP is on the line now. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to the day's racing.
Yeah, it's a superb day of racing, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah, Tingle Creek Day always is. You know, the 2 mile chasers are always very exciting.
Yes, and a more interesting renewal in some respects this year because there's no superstar in the lineup, so it's much more open.
Yeah, it is, and probably more runners than they've had for a while as well. So, there's any number of horses I think have got a chance to win.
Okay, we're going to look at the full card at Sandown, and we're going to look at the best of the racing at Aintree. So we'll start in the 12:20 at Sandown, which is a Class 3 novices hurdle over 2 miles. The betting is headed by King's Odyssey this morning, who's 9-4. 3-1 for Acer, Clean Sheet is 3-1. 8-1 for Karachi Apache, 8-1 as well for Master Plan, and then 18-1 or bigger for the others. It's your first ride of the day, AP. You ride Nicky Henderson trained Clean Sheet, who won an Irish maiden point and hasn't been seen since, had a bit of an injury, but got a glowing report in the stable tour, and Nicky Henderson's won the last 5 renewals of this race. So what are you expecting from Clean Sheet?
Yeah, well, that's a good sign that, as you said, that he's won the last 5 renewals. Clean Sheet hasn't been seen for a year and a half, where he won a point-to-point in Ireland. Hopefully he's a nice type of horse. I don't know an awful lot about him, to be honest, but as I said, hopefully he's a nice horse, and the fact that Nicky's running him in this race is hopefully a good sign. His other runner, Karachi Apache, was fourth when he ran at Utoxeter. So, hopefully King Sheet is the better of the Henderson two runners. Of the others, obviously King's Odyssey was second. And an okay novice sort of last time. Behind Some Plan, which is okay for him. I thought Azo was very impressive when he won his novice hurdle at Warwick when he won. And I do hope that Clean Sheet is capable of winning, but I think Azo is the one we've got to beat.
Okay. ASL the one to beat in the 12:20. The 12:50 is the second race on the card. This is a Class 3 Mares handicap hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and Blue Buttons heads the betting at 3-1. Royal Mole is 7-2, 6-1 for Koolala. Flute Bowl is 8-1, and then 12-1 on bigger prices. The rest, you're on board the Warren Greatrix trained Royal Mole, who went close at Fontwell. The winner of that race, Floral Spinner, has followed up since, so the form looks pretty useful. What are you expecting from her this afternoon?
Yeah, Royal Mall, as you said, her last run was probably her best. Her last run was probably her best at Fontwell, and hopefully she can improve on that. I think that the Sackle Sitter, she seems like a mare that will stay well, having run over 3 miles at Limerick. Hopefully she's got a good chance. Very competitive mares. Of the others, Blue Buttons, I thought was a good second to position. Koala of Paul Weber ran okay at Cheltenham back in April. Had Blue Buttons behind her. She's got okay form as well. And even one down the bottom of the Cinder Russell's, Spirit Oscar was one that I thought might have a squeak. Again, I hope Royal Mall has a chance. Might go for a little bit of value this time and go for Spirit Oscar.
Okay, Spirit Oscar could be a bit of value in the 12:50. The 1:20 is the third race on the card at Sandown. This is a Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series qualifier, a Class 2 event over 2¾ miles, and Cup Final heads the betting at 13-8. 7-2 for Home Run, 9-1 for Andy Kelly, 10s for Drum Valley. You know what time, Anne Harry is 11-1, 12-1 for Aylim, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Cup Final here, AP, third at Cheltenham on his reappearance, and he was well backed on that occasion. Are you expecting quite a lot from him with the money coming last time?
Yeah, hopefully he he's a horse that has obviously had I think he had 5 runs or something that he hasn't won yet, so I mean that's a little bit disappointing, but he has run some good class races. Hopefully this is his best chance of winning. His run behind Marito De Berle last time at Cheltenham was pretty solid and pretty good. I'd be hoping that he takes a bit of beating. Home Run ran okay when third at Newbury last week, and that's decent enough for him. Andy Kelly
is a horse that won at Kempton and has got a £10 tamer on him, so he's got a bit of weight coming off him. But look, I hope Cup Final will win. You know, I'd say he's probably my best rider of the day.
Okay, best ride of the day then. Cup Final for AP in the 120. The 150 is the fourth race. This is the Racing Post Henry VIII Novices Chase, a Grade 1 event over 2 miles. Only four of them in the lineup. An Irish Saint has been well backed at the top of the market. 13-8 into 5-4 as we record this. Vibrato Valtat is the 7-2 second favourite. 4-1 for Court Minstrel, and Dunraven Storm also 4-1. Paul Nicholls has won three of the last six renewals of this. He has two in the lineup, and they're the top two in the betting. So, do you see either of those enhancing Paul Nicholls' recent good run in the race?
Yeah, I mean, Vibrano Valtata obviously is a quirky horse, as we've seen last time. He was second to Dunraven Storm at Cheltenham. He doesn't find as much off the bridle as you would hope. And Irish Saint won well in his reappearance at Sandown. And I say the other one, Dunraven Storm, is pretty solid. I like Court Mistral. I think he's a horse that seems to have taken well to chasing. He was a good winner at Cheltenham, and beat Crispy Green snugly enough, and before that he'd run Newton Abbott. Has some good solid harder form, so I'm going to go for Court Minstrel.
Okay, Court Minstrel in the Henry VIII Novices Chase. Then the 225 is race 5 on the card. This is a listed handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Darmelo Moore heads the betting at 7-2. Sweet Deal is 4-1. Snake Eyes also 4-1. 5-1 for Leviathan. Ruakana is 9s with Amore Alato. And then 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board, Snake Eyes, AP. Yet to win a race, but still lightly raced. And made a decent enough handicap debut at Leopardstown back in January. Do you see more of him this afternoon?
Yeah, his last run at Leopardstown was by far his best run, that's for sure. He has been a little bit disappointing. He got beat at very short odds, it's nearly 2 years ago now, or just 2 years ago now, at Kempton. Has been a little bit disappointing since. But as I said, his last run was definitely his best. Hopefully he'll carry on improving, and hopefully he's got a good chance again. Darmelo Moore obviously won at Exeter, and is a horse that, looks like he's, as a four-year-old, is going to keep improving, and he looks like the one we do have to beat. Sweet Deal, Nicky Henderson's up the runner. Some good form as well. He was second to Ascot last time and was a winner at Utoxeter and Aintree the time before. I think Darmelo Moore is the one to beat, but I'm hoping the Snake Eyes can keep improving, but I think Darmelo Moore is going to be hard to beat.
Okay, on to the big race of the afternoon. Next, the 3 o'clock, which is the Grade 1 Tingle Creek Chase. It's over 2 miles. We've got no Cider Grugy or Sprinter Sacker in this year's lineup, so probably more open, well, definitely more open than normal. A real illustrious list of past winners, and Summersbury was runner-up in the race last year and is your ride. I'll just go through the betting. Baldur Success 3-1, 4-1 for Godzone, Oscar Whiskey 7s, Vukovar is 8-1, 9-1 for Dodging Bullets and Summersby, Hinterland 14s and 18-1 or bigger prices for the others. As I mentioned, Summersby runner-up in this race behind Cider Grugy last year, AP. Do you think you can go one better in this year's renewal?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, at 10 you'd be surprised if he's improving, but as you said, I don't think there's no Cider Grugy as yet or Sprinter Sacra in this year's renewal, so it's a race that's opened up a lot because of that. I don't think there's much between the likes of Baller Success and Godzone. I think they're very closely matched on their exit of the run. Oscar Whiskey's a horse that looked like he was struggling for pace a little bit at 2.5 miles last time in Cheltenham, but obviously standing out just a stiff track, as we know. Dodging Bullets was third to Oxyandra at Cheltenham last time, and Vukovar, he's coming back to 2 miles again, having not really looked like he got home in the JLT. So, I'm going to go for Summersby. I think he's, he's as solid as any of the rest of them. So, and he's a bit better value for the punter. So, going to go for Summersby.
Okay, Summersby for AP in the Tingle Creek. The final race at Sandown this afternoon is the 3:35. We finish with the London National, which is a handicap chase, a Class 2 handicap chase over 3 miles and 5 furlongs. Only 6 of them left in the lineup because Samstown is a non-runner this morning. And last year's winner, There's No Panic, heads the market at 5-2. 100-30 for Casper Dali, 7-2 for Emperor's Choice, 9-2 for What's Happening, and 7-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. What are your thoughts in the lucky last, AP?
Yeah, as you said, There's No Panic won last year. He's only £3 higher this time around. So,
yeah, he's definitely got a chance. I think what's happening with Tom George is, I think he's got a good chance. He was fourth at Bangor last time, and Tom George's horse is running well at the moment. So, of the others, Caspedali was a good second at 3 miles at Sandown the last time. He ran back in March. So, yeah, Tails of Milan, he's got plenty to do. I think Tails of Milan has gone up. I think he's got up £9 since he won last time. I'm going to go for what's happening with Tom George's. I think he's in a winnable mark, and I could see him taking all the beating here.
Okay, what's happening in the Lucky Last from Sandown? Up to Aintree we go for there at 1:30. This is the Beecher Handicap Chase, a Grade 3 event over the Grand National Fences, and it's over 3.25 miles, a record field in this year's renewal. And we have 12-1 co-favourites of 7, with Mendip Express, Green Flag, Shanstaroy, Gunielle, Ben Benz, Balbriggan and Saint R, all at 12-1. 14-1 for Just a Par and Our Father, 16s for Burton Port and Highland Lodge, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Co-favourites of 7, AP, shows just how open this race is. So which ones would you go for here?
Yeah, and it's rightly so. It is that open the race. I mean, obviously, Shanstaroy won it last year. He ran well in the National as well, but he's a bit higher in the weight this time around. Balbriggan was a good winner of the Troy Town Chase in Navan a few weeks ago. Sandar is a horse that is capable of running the big race. Alco won the Scottish National. I'm kind of slightly swaying towards Our Father. I think he's a horse that runs very well fresh. And I know that he unseated the last time he ran over the National Fences, but I think just in his first run, I think being fresh as well. And the other one, I think if I was to pick two against the field, I'd probably pick Green Flag of Lucinda Russell's and Our Father, but I'm just slightly going towards Our Father.
Okay, well, we'll let you have a couple against field in there, seeing as it's so open. The 2:40 is the next race we're going to look at. This is a listed chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and Holywell is back in action here, 15-8 at the top of the market. Marfilet is 2-1, 3-1 for Sam Winner, and Medemy is the 5-1 outsider. Holywell looked in need of the run at Carlisle, AP, and he's usually better in the spring. So, what do you think we'll see of him this afternoon?
Yeah, I hope he runs well. I mean, it was 2.5 miles at Carlisle on testing and off ground, so I think this trip will definitely suit him. I do think he is a better horse in the spring, but you know, I think he's capable of obviously winning this. Obviously, he beat Mafalou at Cheltenham, and they both reoppose again. Mafalou was a little bit disappointed in her reappearance at Down Royal, so she's got a bit of improving to do. And obviously, Mayor Limit and Sam Winner are the fit horses in the race, but I'd be hoping that Holywell's capable of winning. You know, I do think he's a better horse in spring, but I still think he could be better than this.
Do you expect him to turn into a Gold Cup horse later on in the year, Effie?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't see it until somewhere like the Argento Chase at Cheltenham, or you know that might be something that might be a race from him. You know, you might see him show his true colours. As I say, I do genuinely think he's, for some reason, he's a better horseman when he gets a bit of spring air, so I think he'd be better then, you know. But I do think he's very much a Gold Cup horse.
Okay. The 3:15 is the final race we look at. This is the Grand Sefton Handicap Chase. Again, it's over the Grand National Fences. This one's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And Rebel Rebellion, last year's winner, is the 6-1 market leader to win it again. Roiling Aces is 13-2, 9-1 for Hunt Ball and Dollar Tulo, 10-1 for Persian Snow and Bob Ford, 11s for Champion Court, 12s for Benny's Mist and King of the Wolds, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you recommend in the Grand Sefton?
Yeah, again, you know, there's classy type horses in that have been losing. I mean, Champion Court is a classy type of horse that's sliding down the weights, but has been disappointing this last few runs. I thought he ran okay on the Paddy Power, so he's got a squeak. Hump Ball is another one that these fences might revive him a little bit. Cedra Blue is a horse that did quite well in the past for Paul Nichols, but just as, you know, I'm not sure about him either. Persian Snow, Philip Hobbs' horse was second to John Sperrett back at Cheltenham a few runs ago, and was a little bit disappointing then last time behind Sir de Burley in the race at Cheltenham. I'm struggling. I mean, Rolling Aces was a good third to Wishful Thinking in the old Rowan Chase, and I don't think that there's anything of this class in Torres, even though he's good top weight. I think Rolling Aces is probably the one I'll go for here.
Okay, Rolling Aces for AP in the Grand Sefton Handicap Chase. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck today, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.